Next on BYUSN 8 is great for Yegor Demin. The BYU point guard headed to the Brooklyn Nets, taken 8th overall in last night's NBA draft. So what's our reaction to the number 8 pick? Do we like the fit for Yegor in Brooklyn, and how does this impact BYU basketball moving forward? We discuss all of it.
Demin and Travis Hanson will join us from Brooklyn to recap the emotions of last night and what they expect for the Nets. And BYU assistant coach Will Voigt joins us in studio to discuss how Yegor being picked in the top 10 impacts BYU basketball's future.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
No! Sleep till Brooklyn!
Indeed.
Let's go, Yegor.
Happy Thursday, June 26th. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who is not about hypotheticals, Jerem Jordan.
Well, I often am, so I disagree with that. But you know who isn't? Kevin Young. Justin Young, his brother, in charge of recruiting here at BYU, posted the following, or reposted, because I think he had posted before, but the point is valid again. It's not hypothetical. Referencing Yegor Demin, A.J. DiBonsa here, these are going to be back-to-back top 8 picks, we think, for BYU. Of course, Provo officially began yesterday.
It's not a hypothetical.
Kevin Young didn't talk about hypotheticals. He's all about it. And congrats to Yegor. Pretty exciting. And we're going to break it all down coming up. We'll talk to him in the next segment.
Provo is a reality.
Yeah.
The pipeline has begun.
Think about, like, what was it, 13, 14 months ago? We're like, oh, no. Mark Pope to Kentucky. Like, we did not envision Sweet 16, Yegor Demin, AJ. I mean, and that's a good life lesson, right? You think, oh, it can't probably be better than this. Well, what if it is?
Whatever cliche
you
want to
use. What if around the corner it is way better than you imagine?
From the ashes, the phoenix will rise.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, great stuff for Yegor Demin. Much to discuss, obviously. All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
What I want to do to take it to the next level is make this place the best place in college basketball to prepare young men to play in the NBA.
Of course, Yegor Demin becomes the first player drafted out of BYU since the great Jimmer was 14 years ago. Fourth lottery pick ever out of
which
BYU.
Which is cool. They haven't had a ton. He starts the string of BYU guys in the lottery.
Presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. The year is 2025. It has been 14 years since BYU put an NBA draft pick into the league, and Yegor Demin is that man now. BYU basketball sends the number 8 overall pick to the Brooklyn Nets in the first round of last night's NBA draft. So, Jerem, the first of many questions we will ask and attempt to answer today. When you heard Yegor's name called over the podium, what was your reaction at number 8 to the Brooklyn Nets?
Well, first off, Travis Hanson texted you and I, Brooklyn. Yeah. And I was like, oh, here it comes. Let's go. Very surprised that he went as high as he did, which is good for his wallet. Number 8, excited for him. He becomes the tied for the third highest pick in BYU history. Highest Russian ever drafted in the NBA. That's a big deal for him. Lottery pick like we were hoping. And he goes to the Nets. We'll break down the fit with the Nets in a second, but congrats to Yegor. He goes 8th. 8th! This is fantastic. And they reached and got him, and here he is, which is exciting for Yegor and BYU Sports Nation, of course.
I was watching the draft with my family, and when the Pelicans were on the board at number 7, I said to her, the next pick really is the first maybe possibility that Yegor could go. Then obviously the text comes and
we're like, whoa,
the pick is happening at number 8. We thought that that was probably the highest end of the spectrum. Like that, when we discussed this, we saw all the projections. At least in my mind, I thought, okay, number 8 is
eight felt
super
like,
early.
8 felt
right?
like a little reach to me if you had told me that before.
It's the earliest he could possibly go. Right. But going back to the combine, we knew that the Nets were very, very, very interested with their 5 first-round picks.
I just thought it'd be the second or third pick.
At number 19?
Not 8.
Clearly, Yegor was not going to get to number 19. I mean, I said number 12. You thought number 13. We did not feel that he was going to slip that much. Yeah. Brooklyn clearly thought, if we don't take him now, we are not going to get him.
We may not.
We really like him.
Yeah.
This is just...
That's a cool moment, by the way. Look
yes,
at that.
Such
Yegor
a validating
Demin,
moment.
Travis Hanson, Kevin Young, Adam Silver, whose doppelganger is Henry B. Eyring. Every year I'm like, oh, wait, is he... We're not sustaining people right now? We're doing the draft? Cool. good for Yegor, which is great. And number eight, man, higher than we thought, which is awesome.
Two picks higher than the great Jimmer Fredette.
Wild.
I mean, he trails only Sean Bradley in the highest draft picks in BYU history. He's tied with Hafa Araujo.
Yeah. How dare you disparage Mel Hutchins, who also went 2-51. But the modern era of BYU basketball, this is big time that he goes that high. So we now move to the following. He spoke about being drafted by Yegor, and then we'll talk about fit in just a moment. Here's what Yegor had to say about it.
Obviously, for me, it's a great opportunity to be in a team where I will be able to develop myself and also impact the game in the ways I can, right? And just learn a lot from the guys who's already in the team, from the coaching staff, from the front office. And that's a historical club, historical organization, right? And obviously, it's a lot related to Russia in the past. A lot of Russian players were going through this organization, and for me, it's an honor to be a part of Nets.
There you go. Nets general manager Sean Marks was asked about what they saw in Yegor. Quote, I think first and foremost was the IQ. We looked at how he played the game, how he moved the ball, involved his teammates. Saw one or two plays ahead. Obviously, the size for his position is great when you have a 6'8 combo guard, point guard, but he can move, play off the ball too. We enjoyed watching him at BYU. Then we had multiple opportunities to see him in Brooklyn, get to meet him. I think his defense is great, how he guards pick and rolls. He has great length. There are a lot of attributes there. Quote. Do you like the fit for Yegor with the Nets?
I was hoping that Yegor would have a little bit more of an opportunity to develop and then hop right into the NBA gauntlet. But taking him at number eight, it certainly doesn't feel like they don't want him to play right away.
Sure.
So
is that a good thing? Because we've talked about Zach Wilson and Jimmer maybe pressed into need a little sooner than maybe we wanted.
Yegor had to adapt to the physicality of the Big 12 Conference. Likewise, there will be an adaptation period for him to the NBA game.
Sure.
I don't think
no matter what pick he'd be, no matter what team.
Yeah, there will be an adaptation period. But are you expected to start or play starter minutes or be one of the first guys off the bench compared to, hey, we're going to play you 12 to 14 minutes a game and then we'll accelerate that to like maybe 16 minutes a game and you ease him in. Brooklyn could still do that if they want to. I just don't think they will.
They have D'Angelo Russell. He's your starter under contract going into the season, although he has been mentioned in different trade opportunities, so we'll see.
And I know that the Nets drafted three point guards in the first round.
Let's talk about that.
Which is kind of a head-scratcher. But I'll say this, going back to Sean Mark's comments, and I quote again, the size for his position is great when you have a 6'8 combo guard / point guard. He can play off the ball, just like he did at times with Dallin Hall on the floor. Yegor learned how to do different things and be effective off the ball.
I know we're talking about that. I just see him more as a point guard. Like, he's just way better with the ball in his hands.
But he's more versatile that way. Like, he could do things as a second point guard on the floor for the Nets. And I'm sure that is going to be part of his game at times.
Or a fourth point guard on the floor, depending on how they play it.
We don't know. So that was a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
After they drafted... I believe it was Ben, is it Saraf? Yeah,
Saraf and Nolan Traore. By the way, Yegor played against Nolan Traore in the Adidas Next Generation tournament a year ago.
Fun connections.
He knows him, yeah.
I wasn't so much concerned about the Traore pick, but again, it was Saraf. Because now it's like, you've taken three
point guards
in the first round. But clearly, Yegor was the favorite of the bunch.
Yeah. Let's compare this to quarterbacks. If a team took three quarterbacks.
The Cleveland Browns?
Right. That's a little weird to me. Brooklyn was, frankly, if you watch the show, it was one of the teams I said, hey, I would prefer if you didn't go to Brooklyn. And then they drafted three-point guards. I'm a little weirded out by some of the situation there. But we obviously root for Yegor and want the best for him. I just wonder... one, at eight, he's going to be pressed into service of, like, we drafted you top 10. We need you to do something.
Now.
We need you to produce. So there is pressure to do that. Granted, he's been waiting his whole life for this opportunity, and he's worked hard to merit this opportunity. So
we're
excited for
that. And they're New York fans, Jerem.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Once they got out of New Jersey. They were 28th in offensive efficiency last year. They were terrible. So they do have some young guys that are interesting. Cam Thomas, Cam Johnson. Need facilitators. They kind of got hurt. This could be a team that struggles next year again, and maybe they're high up in the lottery, and maybe they get an A.J. DiMassa. Who knows? I don't want them to struggle mightily. Like, Yegor Demin, we want him to have a great year, and then if the team kind of gets better and whatnot, that's great. Are there other places I would have preferred him to go over Brooklyn? Absolutely. But he's going to have to compete with the two other point guards there. D'Angelo Russell's the guy, right? But you have some young pieces that are interesting. I think the upside for the Nets is not as high as some of the other teams that maybe we would have preferred for him to go. But let's get after it and see what happens, man. I know he's excited. There's a big contingent of Russians who live in Brooklyn. I think that's going to be cool for him. I think they'll show up at the arena. It was fun when he said, hey, this is my house. This is my house now.
I'm already here.
Which is great. And so all of a sudden, we get interested in Nets games as BYU fans. Yeah. Do we have to get league pass now so we can watch more Yegor Demin? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, we should probably talk to the higher-ups about supporting that
league
cause.
Pass.
Supporting that cause.
Yes. Now we need that.
I thought it was interesting that NBA's top analysts involved in the draft coverage, Jonathan Givony and others, they were quick to point out that Yegor, because of his 6'9 frame, it makes him a type of an anomaly. But you talked about Brooklyn having a hard time getting their shot makers open shots. They clearly believe Yegor is a person that can do this for their shot makers. Because he's so tall and has such great vision, he's going to open up those guys to get in better positions. Yes.
There's Bam Bams here, and they have the cam cams.
So that was number one.
That's Yegor's.
And they also had a clear desperation almost for defensive length on the perimeter. Yegor brings that as well.
Yeah, and he's versatile, and he brings a lot to the table. It was interesting that they used all five picks. So, and most of these guys need the ball in their hands, by the way. Danny Wolf, who we saw in person in Denver playing for Michigan in the NCAA tournament, he's like a 7-foot point center. He can really distribute. He grew up as a point guard and then sprouted. So he is a tall playmaker as well. They got playmakers. Mm. But they prioritized Yegor. So clearly he's the favorite of the bunch, if you will. And it'll be interesting to see how he's used on the Nets now.
Congratulations to Yegor.
So excited for him. Yeah.
Amazing night.
Shout out to his green room, like, homies. Sister Gibb was there. You had Kevin Young.
Travis Hansen.
You had
Hansen.
His mom. You had Travis Hansen. It's some other show. That was awesome.
It was a fantastic celebratory moment.
Yeah. What'd you make of the fit, by the way? The suit looked amazing to me. I liked it.
I think he took a lot of harsh critique at times in some of the commentary on social media.
We'll ask him about the choice. I thought it was good. Can we also – yeah, good video here. Can we also normalize hats with suits? More hats with suits.
No. I'm gonna stop you right there. Nope.
Hats with suits.
No.
Hats with
Stop
suits.
Stop this. Now, I guess it depends on the type of hat. If you want to go back to the 1920s and 30s, okay?
Oh, like a top hat?
Like a Gatsby top. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that we could bring a little
You're
bit
right,
of that
You're right, it's
back.
Terrible. Like the Bibs.
At Kevin Young's introductory press conference in April of 2024. My goodness, what a 14 months it's been.
Feels like a long
14
time ago.
Months ago.
It was yesterday.
You heard it earlier. We're going to take you back to it. He spoke on his vision for BYU basketball, specifically in regards to preparing players for the NBA.
This is an amazing place, has been for a long time. What I want to do to take it to the next level is make this place the best place in college basketball to prepare young men to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, I think we're going to be able to get that done, and I really look forward to doing that.
Is he the only person that could have made this happen, by the way? That BYU could have hired that would have done this?
Yes,
and AJ.
Clearly.
I think he's the only one. What we have seen has been unbelievable. He has transformed BYU in a very short time. Him only. The perfect hire. There are good hires, there are better hires, and there are best hires. The best hire BYU could have made is Kevin Young. I would argue, I mean, maybe you say Lavelle is the greatest hire BYU's ever made. But what Kevin Young has done already and the trajectory BYU's on, this is unbelievable. And now we're seeing the first of what we hope is many lottery picks for BYU.
Shout out to President Reese and Athletic Director Brian Santiago, because those two, along with a contingent of other important folks, made that happen.
Absolutely.
And they kept Kevin Young at BYU after 1 year.
And to lean into what that requires. That is important.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Coach Young delivers on what he said he would do in April of 2024.
And it was ambitious, man. When I heard that, I thought, hey, that's exciting. We've never done. Here we are. He did it.
Follow-up question there is, how does Yegor Demin going number 8 overall impact the future of BYU basketball and the possibilities.
What's wild is A.J. DeMonts signed here without this having happened already. He didn't need to see it. He believed in Kevin Young. And when you meet Kevin and talk to him, you believe. He makes you a believer. He's genuine. He's sincere. We've heard that. He's straightforward. His experience, obviously, his resume, his LinkedIn has been amazing. Yegor goes. AJ comes. There will be others of this ilk, the top 10 type players in the future. BYU has an eye for this. They have one of the best staffs in the country. They have a great recruiter in Justin Young who's been in the high school game and AAU game for a long time. He just happens to be Kevin's brother, which is funny to me. These guys know ball, and they're making it happen right now. So I think Yegor going eight continues the momentum that BYU has of player development because, you know, BYU was interested in the 28th pick that went last night as well, Hugo Gonzalez. Apparently, his contract reportedly didn't allow for him to potentially come over as well from Real Madrid with Yegor. But look at the difference of if Yegor had stayed at Real Madrid and been perhaps buried on the bench behind seasoned veterans that Real Madrid is arguably the best team outside the NBA in the world, maybe he doesn't go eight.
No,
right?
He certainly doesn't. His right? decision to go to BYU amplified
yes.
his exposure and his ability to move up the draft.
I look at Hugo and Yegor and I go, wow, what a difference from the opportunity that Yegor got to come here, play at BYU, develop under the system, play in the Big 12, be coached by Kevin Young and so on and so forth. And he goes 20 spots higher. Hugo played for a championship team, but he was a backup. Yegor comes here. He gets a chance to flourish. He goes 5.5 assists per game, which is a BYU record, by the way, over Danny Ainge's freshman year. Incredible. And he is the number 8 pick. So this just continues the momentum that BYU has. And I can't wait to see where this goes because this is the tip of the iceberg.
Fun fact, BYU is already a legitimate contender for the number 1 overall ranked high school basketball prospect in the 2027 class.
Of course, yeah.
They're on the board again. So if you want proof, just start there.
I don't think that people say, we don't have enough proof. I think getting Yegor Demon and getting A.J. DeBonta is plenty of proof that this is working. And you saw the style of play for BYU. You saw the development of Richie Saunders as the most improved player in the Big 12. Richie Saunders' name, by the way, in a year is going to be called, whether it's in the first or second round. We believe that that will happen. And if it's not, he's going to crack it in as an undrafted free agent, whatever. But it's exciting to see where this is headed.
Yeah. If you do something once, it's like, okay, well, let's see if you can do it again. But then you bring in yes. A.J. DeBonts, it's like, okay, it's a trend.
No, it's legit.
It's a trend.
It's a streak.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're going.
This is happening.
Our question of the day, how do all of you feel that Yegor Demon going number 8 overall to the Brooklyn Nets impacts BYU basketball moving forward? At The Hive Sports on X with this answer. It boosts BYU and Kevin Young's legitimacy as a place where players can learn and develop their skills to one day play in the NBA. Provo, with an exclamation point.
This isn't a mention of Mark Pope specifically. It's just Kentucky. But Kentucky's reign of first-round picks ended last night. It was 09 to last night. Does BYU step into that space where they start a streak of first-rounders?
They could.
That's crazy. I mean, what evidence do we have that it won't happen given how BYU's recruiting
It'll
right
be
now?
At least 2 years.
I bet Kentucky will start to produce first-rounders again. They just didn't happen to last night. But that is an unbelievable streak that Kentucky put up. And then how about Duke? They had 3 of the top 10. I mean, that was something.
Duke's had 6 number 1 overall picks.
It's pretty good.
6! With Cooper Flagg being the latest.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And if AJ, year from now, in this conversation, goes number 1, obviously he's the
that's history for BYU.
Yep. Player ever. If he goes number 2, that's amazing. Come on. If he goes number 3, incredible. Like, it's going to be fun next year, too.
At @quick_Rick on X adds this. It's a great proof of concept. Come play for Kevin yep. Young, and he'll get you to the NBA.
Yep.
As we say around here, it's great to be 8.
I think it's important for BYU to have a Richie Saunders type 2 into the NBA later. Of the, I'm not going to be a lottery pick guy. Richie's not. But he could be late first, early second guy. Like Kalani Sitake is producing a Zach Wilson at 2, but he's also producing yeah. undrafted free agents who stick in the league as well. Zane Anderson, for example, and so on and so forth. There have been a million of those. I think it's important to have both. It's not just the crazy 5-star high-profile guy, although you want those. And, hey, it's been a great week for BYU in that space in football, right? But you need those other guys, too, of you could come as a 3-star and you could leave as a 5-star.
Ask Richie Saunders.
Ask Richie Saunders. Ask the myriad of undrafted free agents in the league for, or 5th-round pick, Puka Nacua, for example. Those guys. They're important too.
It's NBA boot camp with Kevin Young as the drill sergeant. Come on now. And can Richie Saunders take a leap like Con Knipl did? Not saying that Richie would be draft number
that
four,
high.
But like, can he elevate his status so that AJ is the clear number one out of BYU, but then there's Richie, who is a very, very versatile and appealing second guy out of BYU.
You know who competed with and beat Con Knipl on the AAU circuit quite a bit? One Brody Kozlowski.
Indeed.
Like, I would love Brody to develop in 2 or 3 years and be in this conversation as well. That'd be great.
Weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram to join the conversation.
Join us tomorrow for part two of our BYU football Back to the 80s special as we look back at BYU's national championship season with Robbie Bosco and more Friday at noon Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
After the break, oh, do we have a treat for all of you. Yegor Demin himself and Travis Hansen will join us live from Brooklyn to recap the emotions of an unforgettable NBA draft night. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
I will be putting my name in the 2025 NBA draft.
He's just there to get better and be a friend to everybody.
Yegor gets right to the rim, two-hand hammer. There it is, Yegor Demin. That's what you want to see from him.
Even though I'm leaving, I'm not leaving them here. I'm taking everybody with me.
We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. We have been asking, what do all of you think Yegor Demin being drafted at number 8 to the Brooklyn Nets will do for the future of BYU basketball? Let's go right back to one of your social media responses from @TravisLarson32, who chimes in on X. As Kevin Young said, it's not hypothetical. This is an incredible start to the promise that BYU will be the best place to prepare young men for the NBA. This is a banner day for BYU basketball. Go Cougs.
Yeah, I like some discussion of theory and hypothetical and whatnot. I think I failed a philosophy class at BYU. I love the practical application. Let's actually see it. Let's actually do it. So, yeah, it's proof of concept. It's actually happening. Congratulations to Yegor, his family, to his mentor, Travis Hansen, to Kevin Young and his staff, and to Cougar Nation. This is a great day. It absolutely is a celebratory day. And it adds to what has already been a great week for BYU Sports.
@CL_living adds this on X. Clever tone here. I don't like that Nets rhymes with Jets. Other than that, Provo is the place for future success.
Roby Yegor enjoys New York a little more than Zach and what, yeah, we're hoping Zach thrives. And fit does matter, like we were talking about. And certainly it was interesting how Brooklyn approached that first round, used all 5 picks, had 3 point guards. Yegor was the first of those 3. They've got a starter, so they're not asking him to be the starter per se. D'Angelo Russell will be that guy. But Russell feels like a trade piece at times, given the rumors that are out there. So we'll see. Do you carry 4 point guards on the 15-man roster? How does that work?
You bump a few of them down to the G League team?
I
don't
know. Like, how does that work? But the Nets are in a position where they – I mean, I know the East is wide open with a lot of the injuries to Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton with the Achilles. Achilles, crazy, right? A lot of conversation this week about that. So the East is wide open. Nets won't be a contender per se. They'll probably have a high draft pick again next year. We'll see how high. And if, you know, Mr. DiBonsa is perhaps in the mix in a year from now. Maybe with the Nets. Who knows? Which, by the way, I had this thought, too, as we look at some incredible highlights from last week in Colorado Springs as A.J. DiBonsa trained with the U19 team.
And dominated.
Right. In an alternate world, Kevin Young takes the Nets job. I don't know what happens with Yegor. He's not the 8th pick, probably, because not a BYU through there or whatever. But the actual coach of the Nets could have very well been Kevin Young.
All right. We have a dynamic duo that will join us from Brooklyn, beginning with Travis Hansen. Yegor will join us shortly. Travis now joins us over Zoom, the once upon a time NBA draft pick to the Atlanta Hawks and still incredible human being is with us on BYU.
What's up, Travis? How are you doing,
Travis,
man?
How are your emotions this morning after what clearly was just a fantastic and unforgettable night?
The best night ever. New York City, it was awesome. It feels like a dream, and it became a reality, and we're excited for Yegor and his family to stay here in Brooklyn, go see the facilities today, and, you know, dreams come true when you work hard. We're super excited. Thank you to all Cougar Nation, everyone that kept him and his family in your prayers, because this is an amazing thing.
What was it like to be there? And who's texting you right now, by the way? Who's calling or texting you? What's going on?
It was actually Yegor. I don't know where he's at, but Yegor, if you're listening, you know, come down to the second floor, bro. What are you doing?
We hope to talk to Yegor in a minute. What was it like to be in the room there? Because there's a lot of emotions, and they talked about it on ESPN and ABC, an emotional night for a lot of people, and Yegor Demin's dream comes true here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. It was so fun to see. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but his dad and his brother were in Moscow, Russia, at 4 a.m. with all their friends and family, just so excited. And when they announced they were celebrating, we were all celebrating, and we were with Kevin Young at the table, and we got the text maybe a minute, 2 minutes before they officially announced it over the pulpit with Adam Silver that Brooklyn text, he's ours. And we just got chills that he was going to get picked in the top 10 of the 2025 NBA draft, one of the, you know, hopefully one of the best drafts there'll be, and it's a perfect fit for him and his family. There's a lot of Russian culture here and markets. There's a lot of opportunity. They have a young team. They're great at development. Kevin Young is really, really good friends and previously worked together with the head of development here. I was teammates with Drew Nicholas, the head of scouting. Sean Marks and I had the same agent for the last 12 years, Bill Duffy and Rade Filipovich, who've done an incredible job with so many good athletes. And so sometimes you work hard, great things happen, sometimes incredible things, and sometimes you get drafted in a lottery pick in the NBA draft.
Travis, you were pretty bullish that you felt strongly that Yegor was going to be one for sure, a lottery pick in the top 14, but you also said, I don't think he's going to drop out of the top 10. Why did you feel so confident before we all saw what you knew, apparently?
Well, you know, you play enough basketball, you start to develop a pattern of recognition, and you start to see which players make it and which don't. A lot of that's attributes, characteristics, skill, size, but lots of it's mentality. Lots of it's who they surround themselves with. And Yegor has consistently surrounded himself with the best of the best, starting with, you know, from Moscow, Russia, with Alex and Evgeny, his high school coach, to Real Madrid, to now BYU and KY and the team. So, you know, just shout out to Yegor for making good choices and surrounding himself with good people. That it gives you confidence that, you know, when you have a vision and a goal for your life and you surround yourself with good enough people, you're probably going to get pretty close to what that goal is, maybe 70%, 80% of it. And then he's done it. He's done a great job. Shout out to Brian Santiago, who back a year ago when I made that first call, I called Brian and said, I got a special kid. He's in Real Madrid right now. He's a Russian. And I think he's probably top two kids globally. And Brian immediately called KY, called me back and said, we're in. And shout out to Brian Santiago for all that he does for BYU.
Absolutely. And what a story. And it continues, which is awesome. The Nets had 5 first-round picks. They used all of them. 3 of them are point guards with Nolan Traore, Ben Saraf. Any concern that room is just a little crowded at point guard, or is there an opportunity there?
They've developed incredible players, and they drafted the best players they thought at whatever position they were, and we'll see how it all comes together. It'll be a press conference next Tuesday, and what the NBA typically is elite at, you know, different organizations do it different ways, is development. You'll see Yegor, you know, now having to be around even better talent and not have to do as much schooling and other responsibilities, that he'll get better. And he'll get better fast. And so, you know, we ask Cougar Nation just to keep him in your prayers as he makes this transition to Brooklyn. It'll be his biggest challenge yet. He went from Moscow to Real Madrid. Unbelievable challenge. And he did it. And then he moved from Real Madrid without his family to Provo, Utah. And so many people embraced him and loved him. And, you know, Delaney Gibb has been an incredible example how hard she works at her game. She'll be flying out tonight to go to Chile and represent Team Canada down there. He's just done a great job of surrounding himself with great people no matter where he has gone. And now it'll be Brooklyn, New York for the next few years as he continues to live his dream. So shout out to anybody here in Brooklyn. If you please take care of our special kid.
Travis Hanson is with us on BYU Sports Nation. Clearly, based on the commentary from Sean Marks and the Nets organization, they wanted a couple of things from Yegor. One is perimeter length on defense specifically, which he has with his 6'8 and 3/4 frame, and right, the ability to find their shot makers and put them in good positions to make shots. We know he has great feel. He has great vision. He's the best passer in the draft. I guess my question for you is, because they need those things and he was drafted number 8, how quickly do you expect him to play prominent minutes, if not maybe starter minutes?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens. We're worried about, he got to get his F1 non-immigrant visa now turned to a B2 work visa. We got to get through the press conference. We got to start summer league. And we got to get his body and his strength and his lower body to a point where he can handle the grueling schedule of an 82-game regular season plus all the other practices and trainings. And so you need to take one step at a time. Kevin Young has a great quote about stacking days, and you can control what you can control and make progress, and he'll be fine. He's done that throughout his life. So, just keep saying prayers, keep doing the work, and good things happen.
He's the highest drafted Russian ever. What do you think that means to him?
Oh, man. I wish he was here to answer that. Where are you, Yegor? Stop eating breakfast, man. He's such a kind soul. I don't know if it mattered that he was the top pick of all. He just wants, to reach his dreams and take care of his family. But man, I think representing his country and his people and people like him means everything. He had a story last night. We were at dinner with KY and the whole group of us. And we went out Tuesday night, and then we went out last night, and we got a private room in a great restaurant. And everyone went around, they hit their glasses. They went around and kind of said stories or shared memories of this, last few months or seasons. And he shared a story about how he had a young coach come and talk to the players. I think he was an Olympic player, and said, they'll never be more Russians that will play professionally. And he thought, I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be the next Russian to go play and to live my dreams. His mom talked about a story of how he put posters in his room of NBA players. And she's like, what are you doing? Why are you putting all these posters, these NBA players? And he says, because I'm going to be an NBA player one day. You're going to write a story about me one day, just like these guys. And so he had a early vision and goal and focus and dream. And when kids are like that, I think you just all surround them and get excited that they have a dream. And you try your best to help support them. And he was able to do the work and stay healthy and had great coaches. So it's been an incredible last 48 hours to meet his high school coach, his mom. She's giving everyone gifts downstairs right now. She brought all these gifts from Russia. She's handing out to everybody. It's just so cute. It's been an incredible experience.
Travis Hanson is on BYU Sports Nation. He's joining us from Brooklyn the night after Yegor Demin gets selected number 8 by the Brooklyn Nets. Jeremy and I were just discussing what this does for BYU basketball and the future of Cougar hoops under Kevin Young to have this precedent set. When he says, I'm going to make BYU, I want to anyway, make this the best place for young men to come and develop and get into the NBA. Well, now we have some proof. And then A.J. DeBonsa is coming the next year. So, Travis, the fact that the draft pick did happen in the top 10, how do you feel that impacts BYU basketball?
Yeah, I think BYU athletics has always been a premier place, a great place to really just become someone better than you are and to become like Jesus Christ and become disciples. And if one of your dreams is to, you know, work at a certain private equity or to accomplish some goal or to play in the NBA, it's what we do at BYU. We help you reach your dreams. And as long as that dream, you know, includes serving others and doing good and being a great example, then that's what we do. And so the BYU basketball program has always tried to help you reach your dreams. That did it for me. Look at Coach Cleveland and Coach Rose and all the amazing, Brian Santiago. I mean, the guy, he's just been an incredible example. And all those guys have in my life. And so KY has just taken that mantle and it said, we're going to keep doing it. This is the best place for you to become a great human, a great person. And if that's to make the NBA, then we're all in. We're going to try to help you the best we can, whatever that goal is. And that's pretty cool.
There are a lot of people and a lot of pieces that you've highlighted in this process to make, put Yegor in a position to be successful. And we were talking about how we think Kevin Young was probably the only guy as the head coach who could have taken BYU to this space. What is it that makes Kevin Young so special? Because right now things are headed in an unbelievable direction.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we're benefiting from his sacrifice and Melissa and Kevin Young and their kids. They've sacrificed for 20 years being in the NBA. Do you know how long he was in the G League? You know, you don't get paid a lot of money in the G League. And so he had a goal for himself that he wanted to be an incredible coach, and he paid the price. And BYU is benefiting from his sacrifice and his wife's sacrifice. His relationships are insane. We're in the NBA green room. Yegor's going to all these workouts, and everyone says, tell KY I said hi. I love KY. KY is the guy. And so, yeah, BYU is benefiting from years of relationships that he has built. And I don't, no one else has that. And he has. And it's the same reason Yegor came here, is because years ago we were in Russia. And instead of complain about being there or wish I was in the NBA, I loved my time. And I loved my teammates, and I loved my coaches, and we embraced the culture, and my wife embraced it. And so people love when you embrace, you know, wherever you're at. And Kevin Young has completely embraced BYU. I was with him at a luncheon last night, yesterday with Adam Silver. We went to the draft together, and then we went to dinner together again last night, and he loves BYU. You know, this is a guy that and his wife loves living in Utah County, BYU, and his kids going to sports camps. Our two sons played on the same basketball team at a sports camp last week, and they were dropping buckets, you know, having so much fun celebrating after they hit threes together. And so it's just a special place that has been able to recruit special people, and we're very grateful to have Kevin Young leading our men's team, and honestly, Lee Camard leading our women's team. I'm excited about what Lee's doing.
Heck yeah.
And Delaney and a bunch of other amazing players they have.
Travis, I'm going to challenge you to see if you can pull Yegor away from whatever breakfast buffet he's currently enjoying right now.
Should we go find him?
I'm not sure you can do it.
Go find him. We'll go to break. We're going to give you a minute to find him.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. We're going to do some headlines, and then you tell us if you can pull him away from the fruit bowl.
Oh, he says he's downstairs already. By the time you guys get back, I'll have him.
Okay.
Awesome.
Talk to Yegor Demin next. The great Travis Hanson is with us.
Thanks, Travis.
As our man with his boots on the ground in Brooklyn.
He was literally just going to walk and take us live. I think that's what he thought was about to happen.
Okay. Well, you heard it. Yegor Demin is going to join us on BYU Sports Nation in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. The number 8 pick is on BYUSN very shortly.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
I will be putting my name in the 2025 NBA draft.
And he's just there to get better and be a friend to everybody.
Yegor gets right to the rim, two-hand hammer. There it is, Yegor Demin. That's what you want to see from him.
Even that I'm leaving, I'm not leaving them here. I'm taking everybody with me.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation.
We're all going to Brooklyn.
I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. And joining us now as we go back to Brooklyn, is Yegor Demin, who is sitting next to the man we just spoke with, Travis Hanson.
And he's full of a delicious breakfast, apparently. Yegor, how was breakfast?
That was pretty good. Pretty good, man.
Hey, let's go back to the moment last night, Yegor, when you find out the Brooklyn Nets are taking me number 8. What was your immediate reaction to that moment?
That's hard to explain, to be honest. I was just, I thought before the draft even started, I thought I'm going to cry. But I just was really happy to be there and, you know, seeing all these guys around me on the table, seeing Travis's reaction, seeing my mom's reaction, and, you know, just having this opportunity to go up there, put the hat on, and, you know, hear these nice words from Adam Silver.
You've waited for this moment your whole life. How did it meet what you had envisioned?
Well, it's, you know, it always was hard to really imagine how it feels, you know, at the moment. So for me, it obviously was something that I was dreaming about, but it was always something really new. And I didn't know what to expect out of it, right? So I was just trying to feel the moment, right? And try to live this in present.
How did you feel about Travis's double fist pump reaction, Yegor?
He told me he's going to do something crazy when I get selected. So
of course. Of course he would.
That wasn't that impressive.
What were you hoping you'd do?
At least jump on the table.
That would have been funny. Then he would have made it about him. He wanted it to be about you. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's great.
Keep the suit coats on. Tell us about the fit, by the way. Not just with the Nets, but the actual suit you had on and shoes and chain.
Yeah, I mean, we got this suit a couple of months before draft. So we really took it serious. And, yeah, the actual cross, it was my favorite part of it. My mom brought it straight from Russia when she got here.
That's awesome.
So I got this cross like a couple days ago.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Looking good, dude. Baggy is back.
And incredibly special as you talk about your mom bringing that cross for you. I know it was so beneficial and important for you to have family there. So when you're at the table and now you're starting to assess, okay, it is Brooklyn. How do I fit in with this team as you've had the night to think about it? How do you feel about that other fit as far as on their roster at this moment?
I think I would fit really good in their team. And this is something I was talking to coach and other guys from front office when I was on a workout with them. And obviously, it's a really young team, really athletic team. And I believe that I could be a facilitator in this team and being able to make better looks for my teammates in this team.
Jordi Fernandez is Spanish. Are you going to speak more Spanish or English with him?
A little bit of both.
If you don't want the guys to hear what you're saying in English, you just throw out a little Spanish. That'd be good, right?
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly.
And then there are a lot of Russians that live in Brooklyn. What will it be like to have the backing of your fellow countrymen and women?
I mean, it's always good to hear, you know, my language somewhere from the crowd. And as you're saying, that's probably going to be a lot. I'm going to hear a lot playing here.
Yegor, we just asked Travis this question, and he said, I wish Yegor was here to answer the question, so we're going to ask it to you again. What does it mean to you to be the highest NBA draft pick as a Russian-born player?
I mean, well, that's an honor. You know, I'm just really proud to be on a draft and, you know, be representing my country. It's not even about, you know, that I beat all of Russian players before me and now I'm the highest one. It's about just having the flag on my back and, you know, bringing it with pride.
The Nets used all 5 picks in the first round. They chose 2 other point guards. What's it going to be like to compete at point guard with Nolan Traore, who you played against at the Adidas Next Generation Tournament, I recall, about a year ago, and then Ben Saraf from Israel?
I mean, that's great. You know, all of us are from Europe. All of us played EuroLeague tournaments, and all of us played, you know, they played in Europe for the whole season. I played here, and it's not as much about the competition now. Now we're teammates, and let's see how it goes.
Yegor Demin is with us on BYU Sports Nation. As you think about BYU basketball and, you know, what you leave behind, knowing that they're in good hands with Coach Young, what's your message to the program and the guys that mean so much to you back in Provo?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big part of who I am right now, obviously, and I can't wait to be back and just watch games and be there next to Travis, I guess, in the games and this little seats on the side. And yeah, I mean, obviously, as you said, the program is rising, and it's an honor for me to be a part of it. So I'm just super excited to see how it's going to go in the future.
We fully expect AJ DiBonsa to be a top pick next year as well, which is exciting. Let's wrap with this. How would you summarize the past couple months of finishing at BYU, going through the arduous draft process, and now being picked eighth to the Nets?
You know, it was a lot of tension and just this kind of like excitement and little anxiety, right? Obviously trying to show my best to the teams in the workouts and really thinking about how's it going to be like, and, you know, leaving with this kind of like a final point until draft. But again, it was a little exhausting, but I can't complain about it. I was the one who was asking for it, and I was the one who was dreaming about it. So I was trying to really enjoy the process and especially enjoy this moment last night.
Yegor, so good to catch up with you and Travis, and I hope you have time to catch your breath before what I'm sure is going to be a very busy next few days. In fact, while I'm thinking about that, what is next for you? Like, do you have practice tomorrow or what?
This is something we're trying to figure out right now.
Fair enough.
What is going to be next?
All right, man. Great to talk with you. Congratulations again,
Yegor,
from all of us here at BYU Sports Nation.
Thank Travis. You so much.
Okay, we'll talk
Thanks,
to you guys
guys.
Later. Travis Hanson and Yegor Demin on BYUS.
That's pretty fun. To just get the reaction. So happy for him. One of the more likable characters BYU's ever had.
All right, more responses to our question of the day. How do you feel? Number 8 pick overall from Yegor last night impacts BYU basketball moving forward. This is BYUSN. BYU Sports Nation continues live from Studio B with our question of the day, which is, how does Yegor Demin being selected number 8 by the Brooklyn Nets impact BYU basketball moving forward? We go to Instagram now from Isaac_bro_mur, who answers, it begins BYU's streak of players being drafted in the top 10, because it's going to be at least 2 years in a row.
At least two. We hope it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep going. I don't want a LeBron James, not 4, not 5. No, I don't want to do that right now, but it's headed in a great direction.
We hope that BYU has the number 1 overall pick next year.
They very well might have that guy.
Make some more history.
Come on, baby.
How does Yegor Demin going number 8 impact BYU basketball? We gave you just a taste there. We'll come back with some more of that and get to our elite response of the day. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back again with our question of the day. How does Yegor Demin going number 8 overall to the Brooklyn Nets impact BYU basketball moving forward? At Bill, 63-68-52-18. Bill, you need to change that number.
I really hope that's another password
on,
or combo.
He answers on X. I believe it will have a very explosive, positive effect on BYU men's basketball's program moving forward. It's that domino effect everyone's been talking about.
If there was no A.J. DiBonsa, we would be talking about how we hope Richie Saunders is that guy next year, right? But we have A.J. sitting there and Richie, and hopefully Rob Wright the third and others.
There you go.
Down the pipeline.
Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated from @SammyJ. who chimes in on X. By their fruits, ye shall know them. Mm-hmm. Recruits have just seen that Kevin Young got a player into the top 10 in his first year. Future is bright.
Literally, and one and done. Just the second in BYU history to Sean Bradley.
Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Of course, it goes to Yegor Demin. Number 8 pick, tied for third highest in BYU history, the top Russian-born player ever drafted. 5th top 10 pick in BYU history. Congrats to Yegor and his family and Cougar Nation and everybody involved. It's awesome.
Only the 4th lottery pick ever out of BYU.
Pretty good.
So great. Our thanks to today's guests, Yegor Demin and Travis Hanson.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta, who was not a top 10 pick.
Wasn't he a 4th round pick?
Yeah.
Still great.
Awesome.
For Jerem, I am Spencer. Shout out to Mark Bigelow. We'll see you tomorrow for our BYU Sports Nation special. Go Cougs!